We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Pitrus Leo. We're in Kalim Perek Yud Mishnah Hey. Chavis Shenis Kalfa VaHazefes Shela Omedes. Here you have an earthenware barrel, and it was had an outer coating of clay. It also has pitch on the inside, and that pitch that was placed on the inside of the barrel, it was lined with pitch to prevent the wine from coming out of the walls. So now some of the outer wall of the clay wall peeled off. That's what I mean, is kalfa, kiluf. It was it peeled off. But the hazefes shalom megas, but the pitch coating which is on the inside, is still there, is still intact. Or v'chein, we'd like to know, is this considered an opening that it's no longer sealed? Or another example, v'chein kivosim shel murios. Murios is fish brine. Kivosim are types of containers, also made out of earthenware. Shegifa son im hasafa, that on the top, safa is the opening. And gifasun, we had gefis in the past, that was this gypsum that you plug the top with. And also, similar type of thing. This seal that you have is placed inside the rim. So it's not over this kli, but it's right on the inside. The same way the pitch is on the inside of the wall of the kli. So this too, although it's at the top, kind of like a cork, goes all the way in, this is also would seal the container, but it was on the inside, not over it, not on the top. So the question is, does this save, now that you have, you're missing the outer part, but this inner coating is still in place, is still intact, do we say that's still considered sealed and no tumah in an ohel hames will penetrate? So that's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, einam matzilim. Rabbi Yehuda says, it no longer saves it, the tumah will penetrate, it's missing the regular wall, or in the second case of the fish brine container, it's missing the cover. So the fact that it has some type of coating, some type of seal on the inside of the barrel, of the container, it doesn't help. Why? Because Baituna tells you, based on the pasuk. The pasuk says, tamid pasil alav. The tightly fitted seal that prevents the tumah from penetrating is alav. Has to be on top, over it. Velot tamid pasil mitochar. That implies that having it tamid pasil, although it's sealed, but because that coating is on the inside of the kli, that's not going to be sufficient. V'chachamim omrim matzil. V'chachamim disagree. They don't take the word alav literally. The whole point is that the airspace of the kli has to be sealed. Doesn't matter if the seal's on top or within the kli, and this way it's going to be protected. Perek Yud Mishnah Vav. Chavis shenikva usesamu ashmarim. He have a case of an earthenware barrel. Nikva, now it has a hole in it. But it was filled in with shmarim, which means that the sediments of the wine, whatever it may be that it's holding, actually clogged up the hole itself. Says the Mishnah, Hitziluha, that will protect from tumah. The hole doesn't need to be sealed with anything else. The mere sediments of the wine or the oil, the whatever that clog up that hole, is considered a tzamid pasil, and therefore no tumah will penetrate. What about pikakab bizmorah? Let's say you plugged it up, but now there's no sediments there. You plugged it up with a zmorah, with the grapevine. It's not considered sealed until you plaster it on the tzadim, on the sides, on the edges, to fill in all of the gaps. Just putting in a grapevine into that hole is not going to be enough to seal it off. How you shnayim? Let's say there are two vines that you need to plug in the hole. So now it's not enough that you're going to put in extra plaster around the sides, but even between the two grapevines themselves, achei mareach min hatzdadim, that's on the sides, on the edges, uvein zmarah lechavertin, even between one vine and the other, there's a little space that needs to be filled in. What about neser shehu nasun al piatanur? You have a wooden board that's placed over the mouth of a clay cheres, of a tanur made of cheres. Im meirach min hatzdadim, I want to know, is that considered a cover? So just placing it on top, it's a flat board, that's not makabel tumah, it's flat. But also there may be openings a little bit on the side. That's not a tightly fastened cover. That's not a tzamid pasil. So imeirach min hatzdadim hitzil, says the Mishnah, if you plaster it around the edges, then it's going to protect from tumah. But if you don't, so then it's not going to help. Hayu shnayim, let's say you have two boards, one next to the other that's covering the mouth of the oven. Achei mareach min hatzdadim uveneser lechaber, similar to the grapevine that was plugging in a hole. here too. You have to plaster on the sides and between one board and the other to make sure that they are connected. Asa unbesinim o bishugmin eno tzarech lemarech min haemsa. But let's say you have these two wooden boards covering the opening of the tanur. And you didn't put any plaster to connect them, but there's sinim or shigmin. So these are, the Bar Tuner says, sinim shenasan beineser leneser klipos dakoshel sneh. The little shavings of a bush are there, which are a little bit sticky, or shigmin. Klipe et shigmon. So this is a regress, also shavings. And since they're sticky, they can connect these two boards. So then I don't need to put any, I don't have to be mareach to plaster between the two boards. It's enough to plaster on the side. Eino tzorech lemareach min ha'emsa. You don't have to plaster them in the middle. They're pretty much glued together based on this, the material that they have, the sinim, the shigmin. You only have to worry about what's on the side.